Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, November 15th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And sisters and brothers, I beg your patience while I ponder how to continue posting in both PDF and HTML form the text and audio for these shows. Now that my attempts to add text and audio to the 3.7 page have been blocked, and now they've stopped my laptop. You recall that I wrote about the jog circuit in the first chapter of Waking Up. Well, this is a good illustration of it. Power likes to break our flows when we got a good one going, and I think we do with this Embracing Global Goals 3.7 page. What I decided was to leave the unread reading in 3.7 temporarily in limbo, with the exception of Alice Miller. This is going to mean returning that when we return to the 3.7 page, some of what we read of Alice you may have heard before, but she deserves some extra thought. And I'm not going to be typing up any additional of her words. with no laptop, especially, and I mean, assuming I'll get it looked at, I'm not going to be typing up any more of her words until I can also post them onto the page for them with their accompanying audio. So for now, I'll just, we'll see what I'll just, But it seems to me that looking over the 3.7 shows that that a necessary progression of our analysis is present there, and that it could, if we can distill some of that in a form that is accessible in the sense of something that could be used as a poetry reading, perhaps, could be useful. So I am planning to try to do that. So the reading section on the draft form of the this show is going to stay there, particularly because I have no means of it not staying there. But I am going to, at some point, pull together another document that will capture this distilling process I'm telling you about, that I'm trying to pull from each of the 3.7 shows, their essence in rhyme form, and hope that the result will be useful as a tool for reading publicly to generate discussion of these critical suppressed thoughts that I'm hoping we do here. I'm hoping folks are finding they are keys to a new way of seeing. Our old way of seeing, being alive, being human beings, you know, before the class system got its hold into our heads and we fell asleep. So the audio from, I'm calling these shows, these readings without any typing up of Alice, these readings of Alice, I'm referring to these shows as the Facing Fear, Raise Up Love shows, in honor of that wonderful song that Colleen Gregan wrote. And I've set up a page with that title, Facing Fear, Raise Up Love, just for these shows, well, not just, but for these shows and beyond. As well, and I'm also going to post the audio, and that's an issue we'll have to think through. I'll also post the audio on that missing audio page. And as I said, looking over the 3.7 page, beginning with the August 23rd, 2015 show, up to the opening of this November 15th show, which includes the text that I already typed up of Karl Marx's 18th Brumaire, Wallerstein's World Systems Analysis 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant, and as well as the Alice Miller for your own good readings is already typed up on that 3.7 page. And looking over these shows, it strikes me that the progression of the analysis is definitive and merits revisiting. For instance, the themes of this show, fleshing out the picture of our alternative global arrangement, our opposite to class, and seeing hidden power within and without, and that our successful strategy for getting free must have an ethical basis, were also the themes of our August 23rd, 2015 show. So today we're going to be deepening our understanding of both, of all of these themes, and seeing how it is that they necessarily interweave.